Right now, there are ongoing debates between Connecticut lawmakers and lake communities regarding wake surfing regulations. Full disclosure, your girl was born in July. That makes me a Cancer. I love being out on the water. I do. But I did not realize this was such a hot topic. I enjoy a good boat ride. Love whenever I have a friend who will take me out on a boat. That's fantastic. But I did not know that this was an ongoing debate, if you will. So I'm excited to learn more about it. It's one of my favorite parts of this job. I get to learn so much. It's not just you. I get to learn, too. At the same time, though, we also have just the typical boaters out there in Connecticut looking for clear guidance on how to safely and responsibly enjoy the water this summer. So for all of that, I'm excited to welcome to the show Chris Perry, Connecticut industry expert and manager for Candlewood East Marina. This is a full-service marina and boating destination, as you know, here in Connecticut at our Candlewood Lake. And Chris, welcome to WICC. How are you?
Melissa, good morning. I'm doing well. Hey, I'm a July birthday as well, so happy birthday month.
Wait a minute. Now we have to know. When is your birthday?
July 7th. It was earlier this past week.
Oh, I'm so sorry I missed it. Happy belated birthday. That's amazing.
What is yours?
Were you out on the water?
You better believe it. Absolutely.
Okay, good. You're a Cancer.
Good.
I love that for you. Now, listen, we're a whole Cancer household at my house. My husband's the 14th. Oh, nice. My son is the 17th, and I'm the 22nd. So we a good boat ride, that goes very far in our household. So I'm with you.
Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Come on down on the 22nd. We'll get you out.
Oh, fantastic, Chris. I so appreciate that. I mean, and it is interesting, you know, Candlewood Lake, it's funny because, as I mentioned, I don't own a boat. I've certainly been out, like, so for example, I have friends who have boats on Lake Zor. So I've gone out in that area. I know Candlewood Lake from going to weddings out there. It really is a destination. A lot of people flock to Candlewood Lake. You got a lot of boaters out there. It is really a destination for not just Connecticut residents, I'd imagine surrounding states as well. But talk to us. First of all, I didn't know that this was like such a hot topic, the whole wake surfing regulations. Can you weigh in on that a little bit? Because I know nothing about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things as we're talking about wake surfing, I think is, you know, a lot of people aren't familiar with exactly what it is. It's a newer sport that's out there. I mean, it's been around for like the last 13 years, but it's not something that you see regularly. And these people are surfing behind a boat. It is throwing a wave back there. And there's some concern just about, you know, what those waves do. And for us, it's all about education and letting people know, listen, all these boats are putting off waves. And that's just an inherent part of boating. And for us, it's all about common sense regulations, making sure people know to stay 200 feet off of the shoreline, off of people's docks, because we want everybody out in the lake, whether it's Warramug or Candlewood or Azor, because there's a lot of fun to be had out there.
Yeah, certainly. So where, I guess my question would be, where is kind of the, I mean, is the debate sort of like how I don't know, how much fun is too much fun, to put it bluntly? Like, what is sort of the, I would say, kind of like the line in the sand, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's about just making sure that everybody's having fun out on the water. And because these boats are intended to throw a wave, if you stay too close to somebody else, you may interrupt somebody else's fun. And we want to make sure that everybody's educated and knows to just keep some distance. So that way, if you're out there paddleboarding, or if you're out there fishing or jet skiing or whatever it is, you have the ability to enjoy the lake out there.
So I'm excited to be talking about boating season because we are in the thick of it. And man, if you got a friend with a boat, one of my favorite movie lines, Chris. And again, we've got Chris Perry here, Connecticut industry expert and manager for Candlewood East Marina. This is a full service marina boating destination on Connecticut's Candlewood Lake. I always think about Rookie of the Year, and I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but the three kids are building a boat. And they like go to school one of the days and they're like, what do you mean you have a boat? And they're like, no, we have wood in the vague shape of a boat. That's me. I feel like in my mind, I have friends who have a boat. That's how I get on the lake every year. And I'm always very grateful for that. So, I mean, who doesn't love getting out on the water? And we have such beautiful waterways here in Connecticut. What do you recommend for the boaters out there, or even especially people like me who are just the friends of the boaters? When you're getting out on the water, what would be some clear guidance on just safety in general?
I'd love that topic. And it's something that we talk about a lot, is that safety never goes out of style. So first and foremost, you know, I'm a life jacket always type of person. So certainly when you're doing water sports, but even when I'm out there swimming, I've got one on. I also think it's important that when you go out there that you talk to the friend whose boat you're on and just get the rules that they have, because everybody's got a little bit of a different set of rules on their boat. And then to understand what the regulations are just in the state in general. You know, if you are driving, making sure that you have a safe voter certificate and that you're following the rules of staying 200 feet off of other people's docks, other shoreways. So that way everybody can have fun while they're out there.
So it's you bring up the life jackets, and is there, again, I probably sound dumb, if you're a boater out there and you're like, Melissa, this is a waste of my time, sorry. But it is the law, though. If you're on any boat, what age is it? Do you have to wear a life vest, or is that more of a recommendation?
That's a good question, and there are some clear rules on that. So 12 and under, they do need to wear a life jacket at all times on the water. Anybody that is doing water sports needs a water sports specific life jacket while they're out there. And then, while you're swimming, anybody that's that 13 plus, I would always love to see a life jacket on those people, but not necessarily a requirement.
What about jumping off the boat? And I ask this because I hate to bring down the temperature of this, obviously. But it's as a news person, Chris, it's hard for me. Wasn't it Candlewood Lake where there was the drowning last summer? There was a man in his 50s, I believe, jumped off the boat, never surfaced. Wasn't that Candlewood Lake?
Yeah, unfortunately, that was. And again, certainly a life preserver could have made some differences in that situation. But you just have to be safe as much as you can. So, going out there with somebody else, that buddy system is always a good thing. Over-communicating, if you're jumping into the water, what you're doing, so somebody is always watching, just so that you can have that extra bit of safety is a home run.
You just heard that forecast, right? Man, it looks like a stellar weekend. Definitely really hot out there. And some of you may want to go out in the water. And that's great because, look, Connecticut's got a great boating community, a lot of places you can go. In fact, we are chatting right now with Chris Perry, who is the Connecticut industry expert and manager for Candlewood East Marina. And honestly, Candlewood Lake is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. I have not gone boating on Candlewood Lake before. I have gone to a wedding there. I have friends who live up in that area, so we've definitely gone there. And I've seen it, and it looks absolutely stellar. It is truly, I think, a real boating destination for Connecticut residents. And I'd even say from surrounding states, a lot of people like to flock to Candlewood. So, Chris, I think you are one of the perfect people for me to talk about just kind of general safety with boats. First of all, from your professional opinion, what would you say are some of the biggest safety mistakes from recreational boaters or guests on their boat when it comes to Connecticut Lake specifically?
We talked a little bit about it, but I certainly, you can't say it enough. Life jackets are such a key part to the safety conversation, and just making sure everybody knows that it's an expected part of the day out there. And I would follow with, you got to stay hydrated. Like you're saying, the weather's going to be beautiful this week. And if you're out on the water, you get a little reflection of that sun off the water. You got to be drinking water so that, you're feeling good for throughout the whole day, or step underneath a bimini top and get a little bit of shade so that you can be protected.
How would you say boating on lakes differ from boating, let's say, on Long Island Sound?
There's so many different waterways out there, from lakes to Long Island Sound. I mean, Connecticut has a vast majority of places for people to go. You should get out and check them all out. I mean, Candlewood Lake is beautiful. It's the largest lake in the state. It's one of the largest man-made lakes in the country. But then you could go find some smaller lakes like Lake Zor, which has got a bunch of great spots to check out. Or if you're really looking to explore, get out on Long Island Sound. And so, the ocean is really an option for you to check out, different restaurants, different places to go, different parts of New York if you wanted to go out there. So it depends on, what you're looking to get out of your boating experience. But there's so much to do out there.
I don't remember when this was, Chris, so please forgive me. And I'm sure one of my listeners will know exactly the story. But this is how I roll. I remember pretty vague stories because I've been doing this for 17 years. But don't ask me what town. I know it was Fairfield County. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was Stamford or Greenwich. This was years ago. I don't even remember if I was in radio or if I was in TV at this point, but forgive me. It was a story of, I believe it was three teenage girls took a boat out. And I want to say one of them got cut by the propeller. It was a horrible story. I remember the story very vividly, but I don't remember the town. So forgive me. I don't remember the details of it. My point of bringing it up, though, is, we always think about the people who are operating these boats, they probably know the area very well. They probably know, for example, you know, where there are shallow areas, where there could be maybe heavier traffic, if you will, or if the changing conditions, the weather is a problem. How important is it that we're kind of treating boating like you would your alcohol cabinet at your home? You know, like you know it's there, and you know that maybe your kids have grown up around boating, or you know that your friends are adults, and you should be able to know how to start and stop a boat, even if I've showed you how to use the gauge or whatever the case may be. But the importance of kind of not becoming complacent with your boat and thinking it's not going to be me. So, you know, hey, who cares if the kids take it out? They've been on it since they were 8 years old. It's fine. Or who cares if my friend, you know, had a couple of drinks? I've shown them how to operate my boat. If it's not the person who is licensed or understands that lake, the shallow areas, the weather conditions, things like that, how important is it that we don't get complacent, you know, if you're not the boat operator?
It's so important, Melissa. I mean, it goes back to education and making sure that people are going through those safe boaters courses, or if they decide to take that next step and get a captain's license, but also spending some time out on the water with somebody who knows first the boat, but also the waterway, so that they can teach you and show you the way. And just a quick example, I have a 12-year-old daughter who recently got her safe boater certificate. And
oh,
so
congrats.
She's at a point where she can start, where she can start driving the boat. And so we pick early mornings, her and I go out so she feels comfortable. We talk through the details that she understands the responsibility that she has in that captain's seat and knows how to make clear, confident decisions. So when she's out there, she feels safe, but she's also making the passengers in her boat feel safe as well.
I also, you know, going back to the case last summer, which again was devastating, I remember when it was days before they could find the victim who ultimately drowned, there were questions about invasive aquatic plants. Now, I don't know about Candlewood in particular, but I do know, you know, lakes have a uniqueness to them of what is obviously under the surface, if you will. You know, again, I know you have recommended people to use life jackets, no matter what the age is, and certainly if you're drinking, things like that. Are there other things that people should be aware of? You know, I brought up weather. I mean, weather could change. Look at July 4th. That's a perfect example. July 4th was hot all day, and then, man, it was like the Wizard of Oz all of a sudden. You know, are there things that people should be looking for or thinking about or kind of stay kind of active-minded about versus more passive when it comes to being on a boat?
Yeah, I mean, checking the weather or weather app is certainly a good thing to be doing throughout the day. And storms like what we saw on the 4th did pop up out of, I don't want to say nowhere, but it came in quicker than I think anticipated. And, you know, not a bad idea to just have some conversations with your boat crew. And typically, you know, those are family and friends that are going out consistently and go, hey, what's our plan? Right? Are you going to be the one who's going to pull up the anchor? Are you going to make sure everybody's got a life jacket on once we start taking off? And decide, you know, are we getting back to our dock or do we need to ride it out, you know, in the water because we just don't have the ability to get that to that part of the lake. So some sort of preparedness plan is always a good thing. And then, you know, making sure that you have SOS flags or glow sticks or, you know, some sort of marker to let people know where you are if you are in distress is a good thing.
Chris Perry, I want to thank you for what you do, Connecticut industry expert and manager for Candlewood East Marina. And thank you for bringing your knowledge to WICC. It's so important. And obviously during what is hopefully a very enjoyable and exciting season in New England, especially here in Connecticut, we want people to be able to go out and enjoy it and not live in fear, but to be equipped with knowledge. So thank you for bringing that to WICC. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Again, Chris Perry here on WICC.